Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We got the hot seat coming a little later, but I have a brief statement before I introduce our guest here, because when we began a relationship with the excellent talk show host at the game 92.9 in Atlanta, Carl Dukes,
yep,
we did it for one sole purpose, and that was to make fun of him as we extinguished the Atlanta Hawks from this series. It did not work out that way at all. And every time we book this guy, the Sixers lose a home game, and then he gets the cackle, which he will do momentarily. But you have my assurances, this is the last time you will hear the affable voice of Carl Dukes on this show. Ladies and gentlemen, Carl Dukes. Hi, Carl.
Good morning, Angelo, Al, and Rhea. Hello, Philly.
It's not good. I know it. All right, so, Carl, let's go back game six, all right, because I don't have a show on a Saturday, so I couldn't call you to mock you. Were you thinking after game six that the Sixers had this in seven?
No. And the only reason is because of the grind this team has shown all season long. I was bothered by the fact we weren't able to finish this thing in six because if you guys remember, I was wrong about something. I had us in six, but we won in seven. But I was not worried that we could go back to Philly and win because, Angelo, it's what we've done this whole series. We've gone to your house, your building. We've pointed at your fans and said, you can't do anything about this. So I wasn't worried that the series was over. I was just upset that we didn't finish it at home.
But weren't you concerned that the Sixers would show that kind of grit themselves in Game 7 here in Philadelphia, Carl?
Well, the thing is, I didn't think they could show that kind of grit in back-to-back games. They hadn't done it all series. Mm. Even in games when they responded after Game 1, you know, you think about how we won on the road in Game 1. And then they came back in Game 2 and they went, all right, they're going to put it together. They never did it in back-to-back games. And you could put that on Doc. You could put it on Ben Simmons. I don't care who you put it on. I was not concerned about it.
All right, Carl, I'm getting the Simmons. I'm kind of ramping in that direction, all right? Let's start with this. Are you surprised, Carl, that the Hawks beat the Sixers three times in a city that the Sixers have dominated for years here? Does that surprise you?
In these playoffs, it did. To win two on the road was amazing. To win a game seven on the road where the Hawks had not won a road game seven forever. Absolutely. The game seven was the most surprising road victory only because of the circumstances and the history involved. I was surprised about that.
All right, Carl, what about this? Are you surprised the Hawks won a game seven on an off night by Trae Young?
The irony here is he's carried this team the entire way in these playoffs. And it just so happened the 5-for-23 shooting night happened in a game seven. But he still had 21 points and 10 assists.
Right.
Trae Young has 12 games of 20 points and 7 assists. That's the longest streak in the NBA in postseason history. So even though the numbers and the shooting numbers look bad, he still put up quality numbers in the fourth quarter when it mattered most. So I am surprised about that aspect of it because he's been so good in these playoffs. But what about Kevin Herter? What about Red Velvet just putting the team on his back last
night?
That's
where I was. Kyle, you anticipate everything I'm about to ask you because Kevin Herter is really your hero. 27 points. Did you see that coming? Is he that good?
He is that good. He's a guy that plays his role on this team. When they ask him to do things, he just shows up and plays. And you love his demeanor. He doesn't talk. He doesn't say anything. He just goes out and plays hard. He can D guys up. And his size offensively and his ball handling ability, you guys have seen it now, allows him to get his shot off. He can do something your point guard can't do.
All right, so try to restrain yourself as hard as you can, Carl. You're doing good so far, but the cackle's working its way in. All right, are you surprised at the gutless performance of Ben Simmons?
Guys, 1 second. Hold on. I'm going to talk to my staff real quick. Hold on. Right. Yes, we are putting together a camp for kids. Yes, I want to show the video on how to not be a point guard and how to play scared, guys. Go ahead. Sorry, guys. What was the question? Oh, Simmons. Yes, he is gutless. How do you not dunk that ball? I don't understand it. Here's where I'm going to put the blame, guys. Doc Rivers at that moment should have pulled him. He should have called a timeout and pulled him because he had no confidence. Zero. He wasn't giving any energy that he was going to be able to complete the task at all. So I put that on Doc Rivers. You got to see that moment and go, he's done. This is like a boxer and your trainer not throwing in the towel and going, you know, it's finished. Come on. It was done right at that moment.
Hey, Carl, would the Hawks after this season have any interest in acquiring Ben Simmons?
He's untradeable. Here's what I know. I'm going to give you guys a little background. So Daryl Morey and I go way back. Daryl was in Houston. I was in Houston for a long time. Daryl Morey, I will say this, Philly, he will do everything he can to improve this team. He always is making moves. They don't always work out, but he is always making moves. And I will tell you this. This is why he tried to attempt to get James Harden, because he knew in these kinds of situations, Philly did not have a guy that could just go get his shot, that could go make it happen. And that's what you guys are lacking, and that's what Simmons is supposed to be, but he's not.
All right, Carl, one last one here. Did Nate McMillan outcoach Doc Rivers?
Hands down. Hands down.
A little more specific.
How does Doc continue to lose? He's lost four consecutive game sevens. And that's not just in Philly. That's everywhere else he's been. How does this continue to happen? Nate McMillan kept his team composed. He did all the right things. He doesn't have a long bench. We're still without a bunch of guys that should be playing, including DeAndre Hunter and Cam Reddish. Absolutely, he outcoached it.
All right, and this one could hurt. Carl, are the Hawks going to the NBA Finals? Kyle, stop it. You're killing me this morning.
I know who's not going to the NBA Finals.
That's too much, Kyle. Kyle, I can't take it anymore. Kyle, seriously, you're a terrific guy, and you're awesome at what you do. We have had so much fun with you, even though we keep losing. Kyle, I wish you well, because you're doing a great job in Atlanta, and thank you for coming on with us this week. Bless.
Angelo, Al, you guys are great. Rhea, thank you guys. Hey,
we kind of lost Carl at the very end there. That's probably just as well. Carl, we missed the last thing you said, but we love you, Carl. Best of luck in the next round. Thanks, pal. All right, get out of here.
Hold
Carl.
On, man.
Get out of here.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.